The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Friday, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere. This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
They stole my village.
I know where they're taking your clan.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters Friday. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
Hello?
There we go. I can hear you now.
Oh, much better.
Brilliant. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, sounds good on your end. Yeah, sounds good here, too.
Okay, cool. I was stupid updates that just happen when you don't want them to, and then it breaks everything.
I think that happened last time, too.
Yeah, it shows how often I use Skype.
Yeah. You know what it could be, too, though? It could be the WWE spies trying to put a stop to this report, because I don't know if you know this, Jack, and we're just jumping right into it. Need to small talk if we're not on the air, because that's basically what we do for the next hour is small talk. So let's not waste
this
any of
true.
It. Our last show, top 20 in Talk is Jericho history ratings.
Really?
Yes.
Wow. And it can only go downhill from here.
Start slow and taper off from there.
yeah. You don't want to go too well.
It's been a tough day for you though, Jack. You've been sick, you told me.
Yeah. I just had a curry to try and kick everything out. But at least I have a voice.
Oh, so that's the curry helps you get well.
Well, I'm attributing it to that. It probably isn't. It's probably nothing. But, I ate it, and I'm going to blame that for helping.
Okay, so you had a little bit of a sore throat is what you had, or?
Yeah, just it's too much speaking wisdom. I'm just so wise. I couldn't do any more.
I think the kids call it throwing shade, or what do they call it? Speaking fire, I think they say. You're speaking fire. Oh.
Yeah, that's so lit, fam. Blood. So lit.
Let me ask you a question, Jack. Now it's the festival season here in England and America. Well, there in England, since I'm not.
I was going to say, are you here and I'm there?
I'm actually next door. I'm. Can you hear me?
Ooh. Oh, yeah.
That's me.
Nice. Oh, that's you. Got it.
My dog's almost started. It's okay. It's only Jack's on the phone. But in England, where you are, there's a lot of festivals. What do you think of these EMD festivals that they have going on?
The which?
EMD, like the Electric Daisy and kind of the rave, giant rave festivals. They have those in England?
Yeah. Do they?
I don't know. It's like, what about, is Nebworth one of those type of things? Or
Nebworth, isn't Nebworth like a castle or something?
So it'd be more of a castle festival.
Probably. I don't know if it's, I mean, what are we talking? Is the M in EMD for like medieval?
Yeah, it's for the evil medieval devil fest is what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah, I know. Yeah. No, great. I was going.
I believe it's headlined by Sabaton this year. No, EMD is electric music dance. Is that what EMD stands for?
No, it's EDM. EDM.
Oh, jeez, Dad Jericho here.
It's
EDM,
cool,
EMD.
Well, we're just so lit.
What does EDM stands for? Electric dance music. Is that okay, gotcha. Well, that would make sense.
Oh, hello.
They're leaving. Okay, dog. I'm going to take this opportunity. As you explain exactly what EDM is, I'm going to go close the door to lock the dogs out. Go for it.
So EDM is the English dance metal. It's sort of like it's metallic music, not Metallica, but they're pretty English. And it's dancing is like a thing that was invented back in the 80s, I believe. And it's just it's a communal thing. You just sort of it's English dance metal.
English dance metal is kind of what they're talking about. Such artists as Deadmau5.
Deadmau5, yep. And then
which one was that? What were you talking about?
What was that? A top rated recliner for what?
Yeah, Ashley Home Store, not involved with EDM, but they're sponsoring the couches in the dressing rooms at the EDM festivals, apparently.
Yes, that's right. We had to get that in.
Yeah.
For the festival that we're not playing.
So that would be kind of an EDM example right there.
Yeah, that sounds great.
Yeah, so see, you never know what you're going to get, what you're going to learn here on Talk is Jericho, and what you're going to find out on
most
these.
Most of the time, it's nothing.
Yeah, most of the time, you're just wasting your time, but people seem to love it, and I think that's because we're still banned, and this time, we are banned from covering and watching WWE Stomping Grounds, is what the
fantastic name.
Show is called. It's what now?
It's a great name. I love the name.
You think so? Really? Okay.
Well, I mean, no. I don't think it's great at all. What do you think?
Ah, man. I think sometimes they get too carried away with trying to come up with original names. Like the one that I did not like was Great Balls of Fire.
If you weren't going to mention that, I was. Yeah, that's just a horrible
name. Terrible name. And I think Stomping Grounds is another example of this, where maybe it's better to use some of the previous names like No Mercy and Payback and that sort of thing. It's got a little familiarity, because Stomping Grounds, it seems like it's kind of like a one-off show like Cyber Sunday or something like that.
Yeah. But I mean, I don't know. Yeah, No Mercy is much better. At least No Mercy kind of – it sounds ominous, you know. The Stomping Ground doesn't. It's like some sort of – you know, middle-aged guy that's going back to his childhood stomping grounds.
Something like that?
Exactly, just like that.
You'll be proud of me, Jack. I did about 30 seconds of research, and I Googled Stomping Grounds song, and the only one that came up was by one J.J. Lawhorn, Stomping Grounds. So he's
a country. That's the official theme song for this Sunday's pay per view.
I don't think it is, though. I think that the another song is the official theme song, but I think this one is the only one that actually has the words in it. So I think that's the reason.
I think that's the better theme song. It really gives the emotion and the energy that the pay per view is. Severely lacking at the moment. Okay.
Well, it kind of really fits the vibe of the show because Stomping Grounds is being held in a very country western town of Tacoma, Washington. Famous cowboy town. I think Wyatt Earp was from Tacoma, Washington. I think Big Beulah McGee was from there, I believe.
I think also you'll find that the very famous Western cowboy Jack Slade was from there as well.
Oh, the famous cowboy Jack Slade that we found in the German porno bookstore, I believe it was.
Correct.
Yeah. Yes. Okay, that's the official theme song for WWE Stomping Grounds. It's called Boom by X Ambassadors.
Wow, how did they come up with that name?
Ex-ambassadors?
No, the Boom.
Oh, I don't know. I thought ex-ambassadors were maybe like they used to work for the government, then they're extradited on drug charges or something. So all you at home, vote between which would be a better theme song for Stomping Grounds. This one? Or would it be this one?
Man, those are really, really deep lyrics, aren't they?
What about this one?
That's
that's got to be the winner right there.
I can actually picture that now when it does, like, you know, the CGI that they do at the beginning of pay-per-views. I can see, like, the words swirling around. It's dumping ground. It'll be amazing.
It's great. And I actually have all these old, I figured out how to have a bunch of files and tabs open at the same time. So I feel like I'm like at a shock radio station where I got all these sound effects and music cues and like whatever I want to say, I'm all ready to go whenever I want.
Oh yeah. I mean, it's exactly what we need. Oh, I've also got the Stomping Grounds song.
Did you find Stomping Grounds too?
Yeah, it's a hit in England. These are my stomping grounds. Yeah.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to this for 10 minutes now. It doesn't get any better. Bail if you don't enjoy this already.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to keepitfunohio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Stomping Grounds, name, kind of, well, I mean, we're banned, so we can say this. It's kind of a lame name. And quite frankly, the pay-per-view lineup, not very exciting from what I've read online.
Yeah, it doesn't seem that exciting at all. It seems, I don't know. It feels kind of thrown together, to be honest. I don't know about you.
Mm-hmm. It seems like there's a lot of rematches from the, what's it called? Super Showdown Stomping? Super Stomping Grounds that they had just a couple weeks ago in the unnamed Eastern Kingdom, which you can't say where it's actually from.
Yes.
But there's a lot of rematches from that.
Yes. Yeah, it's not to be mistaken for the Super Smash Brothers game, Super Stomping Ground.
Right, or the Super Smash Brothers that are in AEW, but they can't be called that because of the game.
That's right. Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah. Can't remember. They have a new name now. Dark Journey or something like that. Maybe Dark Journey, I think they're called. Dark Journey.
I'm actually going to Google Dark Journey and see what we come up with. It is Linda Newton is an American naturopath and retired professional wrestling ballet. Oh, yeah, there we go.
Linda Newton? What is she? What did you say she was?
She's called Dark Journey.
No, but what's she, a retired lycanthrope? What is she, a werewolf?
Naturopath and retired professional wrestling ballet known by her ring name Dark Journey.
What's
she's
a
62
natu-
years old.
What's a naturopath?
Alexa, what's a naturopath?
The naturopath.
It now thinks I'm asking for a book called A Natural Path. Stop.
Hold on. Let's listen to her. I didn't know. So Alexas are English? Have an English accent in England?
Yeah.
Okay, ask her who Dark Journey is.
Alexa, who is Dark Journey?
Linda Newton is an American naturopath and retired professional wrestling valet and professional wrestler, better known by her ring name. Dark Journey.
I actually didn't think that she would get that, but that's
got
great.
It. She's awesome. I'll pick up. Naturopathy or naturopathic medicine is a form of alternative medicine that employs an array of pseudoscientific practices branded as natural, non-invasive, and as promoting self-healing. So she heals herself. So she's basically a X-Men styled mutant.
That's a great gimmick, actually.
It is. Her spouse is Brent. So shout out to Brent. Brent Newton. I would assume Brent Newton.
Brent Journey, known in the business.
Good point, Brent Journey, yeah. And a nameless child, as they have one child with no name. Oh, he does have a name, Zane. Zane Newton, Journey.
Zane
Journey.
Sammy Zane is Dark Journey's son.
Zane Journey, that's what we just said.
Oh, Zane, I thought you said Sammy Zane.
Oh, Sammy Zane Journey. Wow, maybe we'll get to this. Maybe she's going to be the unnamed referee for the Baron Corbin Seth Rollins match because Sami Zayn has been rumored. Maybe it's going to be Sami Zayn's mom because he's Sami Zayn Newton / Sami Zayn Journey.
Man, we are coming up with better stuff than the WWE writers right now.
We kind of are right now. I think we've already discovered that they took them 3 hours last night to not name the guest referee. We just figured it out in about 15 minutes, and that includes a lot of music and stuff going on at the same time.
That's right. That's right. We figured it out.
And it's funny, my computer just decided to do a little shutdown there, but once again, it's the dark, the black, what's it called? The men in black?
The dark men in black
from the WWE that... Ooh, refused.
That's I don't know. That sounds a bit.
Oh yeah. Oh, is that
incorrect?
Is that politically incorrect?
I don't know. The dark men. I mean,
what's kind of an oxymoron? You're kind of. It's kind of being redundant, isn't it? The dark men in black. I mean, is that even? So there's a new Men in Black movie coming out. Is that politically correct then?
I don't know. I haven't seen it, but apparently it's not very good.
Okay. Well, then we're not going to bother wasting your time with that piece of shit. Then we'll just move on to the next the next thing. What I was going to tell you is Tacoma not doing very well in ticket sales, apparently. Apparently, you can go online and find the ticket chart and get really good tickets for WWE Stomping Grounds, even at this late point in time, right before the pay-per-view, Jack.
That is not a good sign, really.
Are you looking up the ticket chart?
Yeah, I was wondering if it is. Okay, so
let's see.
I tell you, couple of years ago, if the tickets aren't really selling very well, you know who sold more tickets?
Well, I don't understand what you mean.
Well, me. I sold more. I played the same venue that they are holding it in, and we played to people.
Wow. This is when you were in Iron Maiden, or which one is this?
I was, yes. I was in Iron Maiden, and we did a show at the Tacoma Dome in Washington. And
wow.
And, you know, you couldn't find.
Let me be honest with you right now, Jack. I'm looking right here.
Yeah.
As I'm zooming in.
Right.
I can get us seats. Oh, wait. Are the blue ones open seats or sold seats?
I'm
the blue ones are open.
Well,
that's not too bad then. It looks like it's pretty much. I thought the blue tickets were the ones that were available.
You would think so. If they're red, why?
Oh, well, yeah. I don't know what they're making much ado about nothing. It looks like most of these tickets are sold in this place. I mean, there's a bunch of blues available on the floor, but I mean, it doesn't look that bad. I thought when you're looking, all the blue ones are the open seats. I thought they were the sold seats, in which case there's about 2,000 sold seats. But listen, I can get us two seats, $650 a piece, in row A, seats 9 and 10. I can get it for 650 peaches is what I can buy them for.
Wow, bargain.
I can get us second row as well. Those are $500, B1 and 2. So we can still get good seats, but it looks like most of the far away seats are sold unless they've just blocked them all off.
Could we actually get the seats? Because, I mean, I thought, like, we would need to wear a disguise, surely.
We could, you know who we need to ask to help us how to do it?
Who?
Enzo.
Oh, of course.
Remember when Enzo put on a disguise for SummerSlam?
That's right. It went so well.
And it was, like, the worst disguise. It was literally like a Groucho Marx glasses and nose.
Oh, that's right.
All we would have to do is just put on a Groucho Marx glasses and nose, and we'd be as good of a disguise as Enzo would be.
What an idiot.
Wow. There's your clickbait. Jack Slade calls Enzo Amore an idiot.
Yeah. 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 He'll write some sort of rap.
Well, I was just going to pull up something. There's a lot of ads on this YouTube thing. Every time I try and get the quick edit, I get stuck by some, what's it called? Atlantis couches or whatever. What did we get busted by last time? Advanced couches, whatever the hell it was.
I love that you referred to YouTube as like this YouTube thing. Like, oh, so the kids are listening.
These kids are listening to this EMD and watching this YouTube thing. I don't know what it is.
Going back to your stomping grounds.
Exactly. Entertainment. Oh, I'm losing control of my own soundboard here. Hold on.
Bobby Jalopy, son of a bitch. Sitting on your fucking couch. Phone in your hand, doing your armchair detective work, think you know what the f*** is going on.
That was Enzo's rap, by the way.
Wow. Yeah.
That was pretty bad.
I'm gonna say, yeah, that was lit, fam.
That was not lit. Let me fast forward it to another example.
I feel the heat on crazy AIDS. Oh, what's the
y'all pivot. Ball my coat, now drag ran number 24. Shit footprint right off my image. I just love, cause you can.
Okay, well, we're gonna move on from that one. Glad to hear. We should probably start talking about the actual show. And see what we can find out about the actual show. Because like I said, we were finding that the tickets weren't great, but we think the tickets are better than we expected. So yeah. I think the show is going to be, I'm going to be a positive guy. I think the show is going to be as lit as Skrillex. Do you agree with that?
Wow. I think I do agree with that. That's one of the best things I've ever heard.
Do you think I'm getting too carried away with trying to put in the sound effects in here, or should I just relax on it a bit?
Never.
Okay. More sound effects. Okay. So yeah, we're going to the show at the Tacoma Dome, which may or may not have a lot of tickets sold. With our research, you can still get good tickets, but it looks like the majority of them are sold, depending on how many tickets they've blocked off, shall we say.
Yeah. And there could be a few. Tacoma Dome's a big place.
It's a huge place. You know what the most two memories I have of the Tacoma Dome? Number one, is that you played there with Iron Maiden.
I did.
Number two, that's the famous place where they had the match, where it was WCW taking over Monday Night Raw, and the final match was Booker T versus Marcus Bagwell with Arn Anderson and Scott Stapp commentating. And
what a great team.
It was the night that Vince decided he didn't want to do a WCW show after planning for it for months.
Oh, that was at the Tacoma Dome.
Yeah, it was in Tacoma Dome, yeah. Which is funny because, you know, you think of the famous WCW hotbeds, Charlotte, Atlanta, Dallas, Chicago, Tacoma, not one of them.
No, it's not something which I've really heard mentioned very many times, apart from the amount of times that I say I have played there.
Right, exactly, and kind of bragging about it at this point in time.
That's right.
Was the name of the band that you played in? Exactly.
Yes, that was perfect timing.
Hey, what's the name of your band, dude? Hard to put that on a t-shirt, but it's original at least.
Well, I want to put it on a t-shirt. I want to do that. I want to patent it.
Patent it and go with it. As we're going to go with this lineup here, great segue, for Stomping Grounds, which has more tickets sold than what the pundits are saying.
Yes. Okay.
I'm gonna predict they have 7,000 people there.
7,000?
Yeah. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean that might be lowballing it. I'm gonna go 17,000.
You think they're gonna 17,000? They're already talking like people are saying they're having problems selling tickets.
Yeah. All right. Maybe, God, if it's 7,000 people, that's gonna be
no. That's 17,000. 17,000 in English numbers.
Yes, it's like a baker's dozen.
Right, so it's about 3,000 in England.
That's right. It's we got a baker's thousand going in.
It's like when we played at Nottingham Rock City, and I asked Luke Bell, the tour manager, how many people does this hold? And he said, 600 Exodus fans and 1,200 Black Veil Brides fans.
Yes.
Exodus fans are beefier, if you get what I'm saying.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. I like that.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Okay, so starting off, Tony Nese versus TBA for the Cruiserweight title.
Starting off what?
The Stomping Grounds. So that's starting off the show.
Oh, right. Yeah, of course. No, yeah, we got to talk about that.
Sorry. Yeah, we're talking about Stomping Grounds, not the amount of Exodus fans in Nottingham Rock City. Although, if you want to talk about that, we can. I mean, I'm up for that, too.
Yeah, let's do that next time.
Okay, sounds good. Tony Nese, or like we said, is it Nietzsche? How did we decide on last time?
I don't know, but he's got a great beard.
Mm-hmm. Well, he's got a great physique as well.
He does. So yeah, we have the same regime.
A training regime or beard growing regime? Because you're kind of slacking on both of them.
Hey, I don't know.
I'm going to say it's Tony Nietzsche versus TBA. I think TBA is maybe from Mexico, maybe. I think he's one of the Lucha House Party. And I think he's, yes. I've heard he's pretty good, actually.
Yeah, he does really great Lucha things.
Mm-hmm. Maybe too early for Tony to lose the belt, as we found out we can say last time.
Yes.
The Becky correct. Lynch, as we said. But that was we can't continue that. That was from last time, right?
I think so, yeah. It went down very well, though.
It did go down. It actually went straight down to the ground because we buried it by beating it to death. But was good for the time. But Tony Nietzsche versus TBA. I like what I'm seeing from this TBA kid. He's looking pretty good.
Yeah, he's pretty green, but he's got potential. He's got an upside.
What do you? What's your favorite TBA match?
I love when TBA beat Vacant. You know, the mystery partner for the Vacant title.
I think his name was just Bacon. He was good.
He beat Kevin Bacon.
You know what my favorite TBA match is, Jack?
What's that?
I'm going to announce it later.
Ah.
That's what I'm going to do, as I think that.
I try to get like one of those snare buttum things there.
Don't tempt me, sir. Yeah, I mean, obviously, we're not that stupid. We know that TBA is not a guy. There is a TJP, though. We know that, but he's not there anymore. So we have to guess. Who do you think is going to be his opponent? If it's not TBA, the Mexican wrestler.
Who do I think?
Yeah, no. The other guy on the line, George Slotsky. Who do you think is going to win?
It's got to be too soon for him to lose it. So I'm going Nietzsche.
What is it?
Oh, should I send my answer now?
Yeah. So do you have an opinion who it could be?
Yeah, I it'll be too soon for the belt to go. It's got to be Nietzsche, sure.
But I'm asking you who you think it's going to be, because we know that TB is not a real guy.
Oh, I thought you were asking me who won the match. Jeez.
No. I'm asking you who's going to be in the match.
Oh, I have a feeling it could be.
Hold on.
Okay.
Who's it going to be?
Drew Gulak.
Oh, you know, when they started the 205 Live thing, I really liked Drew Gulak. I thought he had a great personality, kind of a little bit. He's like kind of doing the political thing. So I would like to see Drew Gulak in there. I think that'd be awesome to have him back.
I would say the wrestling is one of the only places that having a great personality is a compliment, because if you normally say that about, you know, it normally means it's going to be a fat chick, you know, oh, she has a great personality.
Right. I don't know if you can say fat chick anymore, Jack. I think you say curvaceous, voluptuous. Let's use voluptuous. We like that.
Voluptuous, curvaceous and voluptuous. I mean, fat with a pH is also good.
Oh, that's what you meant.
Yes.
Gotcha. You know who I think is going to win? Do you know who I think it's going to be in the match against Tony Nietzsche? You ready?
Okay.
Clark Gable.
Who the hell's Clark Gable?
Sorry. I wasn't even trying to be stupid there. Chad Gable. Oh, my goodness. Oh, yes. Oh, that was great. Sorry about that, guys. I meant Chad Gable is going to be the guy, because they just made a big stink about having him go to 205 Live. He hasn't really done a lot, but he's a great wrestler. If you've seen any of his stuff, he does a tremendous stuff. You got a new haircut as well, which is always the good sign of a guy who's going to get a push. A great wrestler, yes. No, but like usually if you have a little bit of a different vibe, they might give you more of a push. You know what I mean?
I think it's interesting now that for people to show off what they can do, they now have to go to the alternative roster, not the main roster. So, you know, 205 Live or NXT now, people are trying to, it's like, you know, Tyler Breeze just went down back to NXT, and he's going to, you know, it's more of a bigger deal than if he was on the main roster.
Right. Well, and that, yeah, exactly. So I think there's a good chance that they're going to put Chad in there. And Chad is going to win the title and do very well for himself in 205 Live and hopefully bring some much-needed focus onto that show, which I think the wrestling is great, which we know, but the focus is not really there too much. Can we agree on that?
I thought that they were going to try and do that when Eddie Murphy won the belt. And I think it would have been great.
I agree. Had Eddie Murphy won the belt.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn.
Well, I don't think that's really fair to say that, Jack, but...
Sorry.
Chad Gable, we think that you're going to win the Cruiserweight title.
My dear, I don't give a damn.
Well, that's kind of a piss-poor attitude. No wonder you haven't done anything in WWE yet. Anyways, Eddie Murphy versus Clark Gable, I think is where they're going with this.
Yes.
And
Murphy making his long-awaited debut.
Who was going to fight last time? George Harrison. Who do we have going on there? We had a great Blaze Bailey was involved, I think.
Blaze Bailey and Keith Moon.
Keith Moon, exactly. Okay, so we say it's going to be Tony Nicci versus Chad Gable. I say Chad Gable's going to win.
Well, now that you've thrown him in there, I would have to agree with you. I don't think that it would be. I think it would be too quick for Nicci to lose. But if it is, if Gable's going to be there, I would have to agree with you. So
okay.
Yeah. All right. Let's do that.
Next in line, the New Day, Javier Woods and Big E versus Sami Zayn, Newton, and Kevin Owens. Kind of a thrown together match, I'd say, maybe, right?
Yeah, it seems it. I actually didn't manage to watch the latest episode of Raw, so I don't know how this came about. I understand Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens. I understand that.
Mm-hmm.
Putting the New Day there, I don't get it. But that's me.
Well, my question to you is this.
Mm.
I thought they said that Big E was going to be out for like a year.
Yeah. What happened there?
Do you think it was all a big work to try and fool people or something for him to make his triumphant return or whatever?
If they did, they really didn't really.
They didn't do anything.
Yeah. I'm not really sure why.
Well, I mean, here's something else, too. Let me tell you this right now.
Okay.
I think what they should have done. If I can be armchair booker here for a moment, if you don't mind, Jack.
Sure. No, go ahead.
Thanks, man. When they had Kevin Owens as the new member of the New Day, remember that?
I do.
And Big E was out, so they replaced him like in one night with Kevin Owens and put him in there. I thought for sure it was going to lead to the return of Big E, who was pissed off that New Day would replace him in like one night. And then destroy Woods and then go after Kofi in the title. That's where I thought they were going with.
Oh, that could have been brilliant.
That could have been good, right?
Could have been, yeah.
Instead, we're kind of right back to square one where it's the New Day. Okay, great. Kofi's the champion. Mm-hmm. Great. Zayn and Owens. We've seen them tag for a while. Second on the show. So.
Yeah.
But that's...
I think it kind of shows that they are definitely scrambling for things to do right now, it seems.
Well, and the thing is, we're recording this before SmackDown Live airs tonight, and they could make another five matches. That's how they do things. We're just going on the matches that we know for sure, or know of at least, from after Monday Night Raw. So you would think the fact that the pay-per-view is on like in 5 days, that they would have a card set in stone, ready and done. But they don't. They just have eight matches, and we don't know... they haven't announced who the referee is. We know who it is, and that is Dark Journey. But
yes.
But the other people don't know that. Unless people listen to this show, they're not going to know who the guest referee is.
No, exactly.
Which you think,
exactly.
if the tickets are selling as bad as some people said, not what our research is telling us, but if they're selling as bad as some people say, do you think they might want to announce everything?
Yeah, you would think so. Oh, I can hear some dogs. Yeah, they're going at it right there.
They're going nuts. Yeah, sorry about that, guys. Just ignore the barking dogs. That's why I kicked them out of the house.
We got some dog lovers, maybe, so it might...
We're very pet-friendly here on Talk is Jericho.
Very much so.
Pets, Jack?
I do. I have two dogs.
Oh, what's their names?
Basil, named after Basil Fawlty.
Nice.
And Mochi, named after the Mochi.
Oh, that famous character Machi. He was amazing on Happy Days. He was famous character from Steptoe and Son, I believe it was.
That was the son.
The Bocce, Steptoe and Bocce was the original title for the show.
Yeah.
New Day versus Owens and Zayn. Don't see any reason for the New Day to lose. They're a package tag team. I'm going to go with Woods and Big E.
Sami Zayn was out for a while. They're trying to make him kind of like a bit of one of the focal points, it seems, on Raw.
Right.
I, just because of that, and also it's kind of, you know, it's the opposite, but I would say Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn.
Okay. Well, there you go. That's good. Once again, keep track at home and let us know on the Twitter at Talk Is Jericho which one of us gets the better predictions. We're moving on to Roman Reigns versus Drew McIntyre. I think they might have just worked each other in the unnamed Eastern Kingdom, that the show that just happened the other day. Did they just work there? Maybe? I don't know.
I actually have no idea. Did they?
They might have worked at Super Smash Brothers. I'm not sure, but Reigns and McIntyre. Oh, they worked at WrestleMania.
Did they?
I think so. Pretty sure. I mean, I know that we spoke about this before, and we were talking. Yes, I'm sure they did. Drew McIntyre. I'm going to Google this right now just to make sure. McIntyre, Roman, WrestleMania.
Alexa.
I guarantee they worked
at
WrestleMania.
Roman Reigns wrestle Drew McIntyre at WrestleMania?
Yes,
year.
WrestleMania 35.
Sorry. I'm not sure.
Okay, Alexa's not sure, but okay, Chris is sure. Fantastic.
Ask Alexa if she knows who Tony Nese is going to be wrestling at Stomping Grounds.
Alexa,
or Nese. Tony Nese.
Who is Tony Nese's mystery opponent going to be this Sunday at WWE Stomping Grounds in Tacoma, Washington?
I'm sorry. I don't know who this is yet. But I learn about new people every day.
There you have it.
Okay. Well, so the booking committee has not consulted Alexa yet.
Correct.
Which, you know, people think that Alexa's one big conspiracy theory. She's listening in to everybody. So maybe if we can plant a Alexa unit in the booking meeting, we can maybe hear some of the secret decisions upcoming for the next couple months.
Correct. We're going to get Alexa Bliss in the meetings and everything will be... Everything will be fine.
Oh, is that what it's named? Alexa.
Mm.
Ah, there you go. Did you have a little drink or something there, Jack?
Nothing alcoholic, unfortunately, okay. This week.
Just more. Is it more curry sauce?
I wish. It's just a fine vintage of Dr. Pepper.
Okay, that's fine. A little bit of carbonation to soothe the throat.
Absolutely, carbonation is some syrup.
Ooh, not talking about a syrup and fig, which would be a wig, which your dad should probably wear. At some point.
I just want to say one thing, actually. I saw a news article that was kind of misleading. It was like AC/DC member shares disgusting backstage photo revealed. And it was talking about my father, and it was basically clickbait. It was a website. I'm not even going to, mention the name of the website. It's not worth it. But they were saying that my dad had shared a disgusting backstage photo, which is really just him and a mannequin. Literally, he's putting his finger up the mannequin's nose, and apparently that's the disgusting picture.
Oh, that's
disgusting.
Like, come on. Disgusting.
Yeah, it's like this is terrible journalism, worse than our journalism on this show. But,
I don't know if you could call what we do journalism, but you can't call them journalism. So it's Chris Slade picking the nose of a mannequin backstage at an AC/DC concert. Disgusting.
Yeah.
Oh, that's shoddy journalism. Now, if the mannequin was picking Chris Slade's nose, I'd be puking all over the floor.
Absolutely. I can't believe that anyone would want to see that.
I would be outraged at such a travesty had that happened.
Yeah.
Okay. So what are we doing with this Reigns and McIntyre? It seems like busy work for both of them. I think both of them should be working for the world title at some point.
You would think so. And I thought that that's what they were going to do with Drew when they kind of made such a big deal about him coming back.
Mm-hmm.
Although I suppose maybe, it's considered... Well, I guess working with Roman, I suppose, would be considered a big opportunity.
Okay, well, let's see. Who's Drew McIntyre's... Drew McIntyre's friend is Shane McMahon, right?
Oh, I see where you're going here.
I think Shane is going to interfere, cause Roman to lose and Drew to win, which sets up Drew for a championship run, a championship opportunity with Seth Rollins. Mm. And then Reigns and Shane fall mainly on the plane on the next pay-per-view, which is actually called The Reigns in Spain Fall Mainly on the Plane. I think they're going to call it that, maybe.
Yeah, it's being held in Madrid.
Good point. Exactly. And I think that's going to be on Summerfest, actually, is where they're going to do that match. Reigns versus Shane's.
Reigns versus Shane's. Is it going to be Shane Douglas as well is going to come?
Michael Douglas will be there.
Michael Douglas.
Shane Helms is going to be there.
Shane Helms, yeah, he's gonna make his return.
Douglas Fairbanks, I think, is going to be around, maybe.
It's going to be a slobber knocker.
I think. Well, you can't use that word because that guy is not commentating anymore.
Oh God, yeah.
It's going to be a water maneuver.
What a maneuver!
What a maneuver! Okay, so that's what I'm saying. I'm predicting that McMahon is going to interfere, leads to McIntyre and Seth at Summerfest, and Roman Shane's versus Rain McMahon in some kind of a blow up your father barbed wire super tack match.
It's going to be a Dark Journey on a pole match.
Wow. Dark Journey on a pole in one corner and Marcus Bagwell's mum on a pole in the other corner. Judy Bagwell on a pole match, didn't they?
They did, yeah. And they wonder why that company failed.
Oh, jeez. Okay, so we move on. We're going to leave all snide remarks about this company behind, because even though we're banned, we're not bitter. Banned, but not bitter. The Stomping Grounds preview the WWE does not want you to hear is kind of what we're talking about here. We move on to Samoa Joe, as I know you love that, versus what do we call him? Samoa Joe versus Rickocket. A honey hole? Me and my buddies got ourselves a honey hole. That doesn't sound very politically correct.
Jeez,
Louise. No wonder WWE wouldn't want to use J.J. Lawhorn's Stomping Ground theme as the theme for Stomping Grounds.
Jeez, yeah.
But so we're going about Samoa Joe versus Rickocket. It's kind of a mashup between the two. Hold on. That really doesn't work. We're just gonna end that off. Well, this song's got some cool. Okay, so that was a musical dance break for all you guys. Like it was a Carmella R-Truth dance break.
What is? Wow,
that's pretty cool. Sorry, guys, we got a little carried away.
I was just having it felt like I was. It's what I think having a stroke sounds like.
Well, you're right, and I try to do like an EMD thing and do a mashup. Of these different styles, but I would not be a good DJ. David Guetta, I am not. So I apologize. No. Steve Grimmett, I am not. What's his name? Steve Yohe?
Lukather.
Steve Lukather, I am not. Thank goodness for that. Okay, so it's Samoa Joe versus Rickocket. I think... Was that the thing you were playing last time?
Yeah, I didn't want to revisit it, but it was so good I had to
beat it in the ground, man. We've been doing it for a year and a half with Toto.
That's it.
So I think Samoa Joe versus Rickocket has a chance to steal the show out of the matches that are listed so far. I think these guys will have the best match because they got two of my favorites in the company. I haven't seen a lot of Rickocket's work, but he's got a great build up, super fluid, lots of high flying. You want to know a little story? I think I might have told this last time, but I'll tell it again for people that weren't listening last month for our top 20 show about Money in the Bank.
Hey-o.
Rickocket actually texted me and asked if he could use the Codebreaker.
Really?
Yeah. He said he was doing a 630, which is like this crazy triple dippy flippy splash, and it was starting to hurt him doing it every night, so he was looking for something a little bit less less impactful as far as doing having to do something from the top rope. And he asked if he could do the Codebreaker. And I said, absolutely. You might want to change the name of it. And people might think it's associated with me. But, you know, I haven't been there for 2 years. So here today, gone later today. You know who used to say that, Jack?
No.
David Lee Roth.
Yeah.
So
the famous high flyer.
David Lee Roth knew all about this. Hey, David Lee Roth was a high flyer. If you go on like the most high flying rock and roll frontman of all time, I think Dave might be number one.
Yeah.
Although Paul Stanley rides the zip line out. That's pretty high flying. And Gene Simmons goes like 20 feet or 30 feet into the air. So that's literal high flying.
Yeah. Yeah.
Can I quote you on that? Please. This is why I have you on the show and pay you the big bucks for quotes such as that. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Is it put it on the t-shirt, man?
You could. Which you can get at prowrestlingtees.com/Jack Slade.
I am Jack Slade because I am Jack Slade.
Why don't you do a little promo explaining your Pro Wrestling Tees store, Jack?
I'll tell you how it came about. I realized that when I was doing these shows, no one knew who I was. So, you know, people kept saying, who the fuck is Jack Slade? And then I put it on the t-shirt, you know? Yeah, that's it. That's it. Oh, all right. Chris isn't here. Is he gone? He's gone. Well, thanks for listening, guys. I'm going to play Flamingo again for you because you guys loved it last month. Here and coming back. ProWrestlingTees.com.
Well done. Very well done.
Thanks.
Couldn't have said it better myself. I enjoyed every word of that. Okay, so I'm going to go with, it's time to pull the trigger on Rakocket. I mean, come on, guys. Although I think it's time to pull the trigger on Samoa Joe, I don't know why he's not the world champion at this point. So I think put the strizz on Rakocket for the U.S. Championship, which we forgot to say this is for the U.S. Championship, and let Samoa Joe go into a three-way with Drew McIntyre and Seth Rollins at Summerfest for the WWE Universal Championship. That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, I have to agree with you. I think they certainly should do something pretty major with Samoa. Not that he necessarily needs it. He needs it in the WWE, you know, but he definitely deserves it.
Well, there you go. So I think both guys should benefit by this. And this goes to show that it doesn't matter wins or loses as long as both guys benefit. If Rakocket wins the U.S. Championship, biggest championship he's ever had, if Samoa Joe goes on for the world title, it's time for him to move to that level. So everybody wins. This is why people go, wins and losses and wins and losses. Listen, I remember Road Dogg one time. We got together for our match, and then someone said, Road Dogg, what do you want to do? He said, I want to win with my finish. What does it matter? What does it matter what I want to do? What does the company want me to do? I always thought that was a great point, right? So I think as long as both guys win, that we can move forward and have two guys take another step up the ladder and get one step higher to the pay window.
Ooh, that was a good quote.
Well, that wasn't actually mine.
Oh, was it not? Who's?
That's Dusty Rhodes.
Ah.
So, but yeah, I'm sure he wouldn't mind if I borrowed that quote from him. So.
No, I'm sure he wouldn't. Moving on,
last time we were here on the last episode of Banned, Not Bitter. We were talking about Becky Two Belts.
Yeah.
Now she's Becky One Belt because Bayley. And you know what I found out, Jack?
Yeah, what?
Bayley is not Blaze Bayley, the former singer of Iron Maiden.
What?
No, it's Bayley. Bayley from the Bay Area, which maybe that's where she got her name, Bayley. Did you ever think about that?
No.
Because it's spelled B-A-Y.
I'm going to have to... have to do some research about this. Let me see. Bayley.
Female wrestler. She's the women's champion of SmackDown. Spelt the same way that Blaze Bayley spells his. But Bayley, it's interesting spelling. B-A-Y instead of B-A-I. Maybe that's why she chose that spelling, because she's from the Bay Area.
Maybe. I think that would make sense. She's 5'6".
Alexa Bliss is not from the Bliss area, but she apparently is the inventor of the Alexa technology that we're talking about. Ask Alexa if Alexa Bliss invented Alexa.
Alexa, did Alexa Bliss invent you?
Sorry, I'm not sure about that.
All right, there you have it.
Well, of course she wouldn't tell her that, right?
Yeah, you don't want to give away the secret.
Just ask this question. Ask her who Bailey is wrestling at Stomping Grounds. Let's see if she knows herself.
Alexa, who is wrestling Bailey at WWE Stomping Ground?
I'm sorry, I don't know who this is yet. But I learn about new people every day.
You kind of tumble tied that one. You went dibbly dibbly bly.
Yeah.
Let's be more specific. Say Alexa. Who is Alexa Bliss? who is Alexa Abyss wrestling at Stomping Grounds? Just say that.
Alexa, is Abyss wrestling Bailey at Stomping Ground this weekend?
Sorry, I'm not sure.
All right.
He could be, though. You know that he's an agent now in WWE.
Is he actually?
Yeah. He works backstage.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Him and Shane Helms and Sanjay Dutt and Sean Daivari, they're all the new agents backstage at WWE now.
Wow. Does he wear the mask?
I don't think he does because Vince would not like that.
Yeah.
I think he just wears the mask generally, like around town and stuff like that.
He doesn't know what he doesn't want anyone to know who he is when he's at work.
Right. Good point. It's like Mil Máscaras when he would put his mask on at a truck stop whenever he went to Japan. And he'd be like, Mil, why are you putting your mask on? Oh, everyone knows me. Everyone knows I'm here. If I don't put the mask on, they see my face. I'm like, no, if you don't put a mask on, no one knows who the hell you are. You put the mask on, everyone f-ing knows who you are. That's the difference.
What sort of voice was that?
That was his voice. Like when I wrestled him a bunch of times in Japan, and this is why people listen to this. They want to hear my little nuggets of wrestling history. When I was working for WAR Wrestling and Romance, best name for a wrestling company ever.
Oh yeah,
Tenryu, legendary Tenryu, asked me to wrestle Mil Máscaras.
Yeah,
and he gave me a bonus 50,000 yen, which I think is either $500 or 5,000. It's probably 500, but let's pretend it's 5,000.
Sure.
And he said, please work with Máscaras. You're the only guy who can do it. Because Máscaras was a little bit of a handful, shall we say. Hard to work with. Wouldn't sell. Just wanted to get his shit in. And the first night I asked him if I could hit him with the lion salt. I don't think he knew what it was. Whatever. I did it. Got a huge reaction. Huge reaction, like a Road Warrior pop, Jack.
Oh.
Afterwards, he goes, oh, that moonsault, you can't do. Nobody cares about you, only me. No one wants to see you, only me. So the rest of the tour, I just had to do a job for him, like just getting squashed by this 65-year-old man who could barely walk, but he didn't want to steal anything, do anything. So that's the Mil Máscaras voice.
Wow, okay, well.
Nobody cares about you, only me.
I think people are probably going to use that snippet and just, use it.
Jack, online. did you take some NyQuil today or something? Because you sound a little bit low-ski.
Yeah, I actually have. Could you tell?
Yes,
you
know why?
I didn't think it was actually going
to be that. Why? Ask Alexa what happens. Well, I'm going to tell you what happens. When you combine NyQuil with curry, that makes you get high.
And that makes sense now.
Ask Alexa.
Alexa, how do you get high off NyQuil?
This might answer your question. I know about 14 the 18th of June 2019 at 8 p.m. songs including Collector by Mars Red Sky featuring Igor Sidorenko, Too Many by Craig Zen, Forever by Craig Zen and Flyboy Tarantino, Cry Baby, Cell 7
by
Craig Zen. You asked her what time it was. She's telling you how to build a watch.
I don't know what just happened.
Well, you're asking her terrible questions, by the way. You're not asking. All right, so Alexa Bliss, not Alexa, who just gave us the history of Crybaby or something. Something about Tarantino was involved in there or something. Versus Bailey. Alexa just came back from a concussion, I think. Bailey, I think they're starting to get her over. There's a little bit of stuff going on with Bailey and some of the other girls in the show. I'm going to say that Bailey retains to keep the championship SmackDown Women's title.
Yeah. I think that's what the result should be. Yeah. I want to agree with you, but also you know, if Alexa Bliss is coming off the concussion. Oh my God, I've got foot cramp.
Oh my goodness.
Oh.
Oh, this is brilliant.
Oh my God. Okay.
Are you all right, buddy?
Oh yeah. Yeah, yeah, I'm good. I'm good. It's not, you know, I probably hurt more than when the crackhead threw me out of the tour bus.
Oh wow, that was a bad one.
Yeah, that's good times.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to keepitfunohio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
All right, so we continue on with the Stomping Grounds preview here. Banned, not bitter. The Stomping Grounds preview that WWE does not want you to hear. Just to reiterate, I think that Bayley is going to retain the SmackDown Women's title, and your prediction is?
I think I'm going to go with Alexa in this one.
Wow, another new champion.
Yeah.
Hmm.
I just didn't think that they were – I want them to be behind Bayley, but I just don't know if they – I just think that they would want to try and rush Alexa back into having a championship. That's just what I feel.
I still think there might be some kind of a little bit of residual heat for Sasha disappearing too. And Bayley stayed, but you know how they are, man. There's always a little bit of vindictiveness, right? So I'm still going to go with Bayley. I like Bayley being the champ, but let's go to Becky One Belts. Becky Lynch versus Lacey Evans for the Raw Women's Championship. What do you think about this, Jack? Knowing they've been giving Lacey a huge push basically since she showed up.
Yeah, and I really like Lacey. I really like the character, and kind of, you know, she does play pretty well. I don't know if it's the right, I mean, not that I, you know, I'm not exactly a seasoned vet. I don't know exactly what would make him, you know, break things, but I don't know that people would be properly behind Lacey with, I don't know, just how she has been in the ring.
Well, I mean, obviously her character is great. Her actually in-ring is getting better. I mean, she's got some athletic ability. She's definitely, you know, committed to what she's doing.
Yeah.
I think, you know, that's half of it. I think she believes her own hype in a way. So
I think that's why the character is played so well, because, yeah, she certainly does, yeah, believe the hype, and it's not a bad thing.
Well, you know, it's not a bad thing, because when you're a heel, especially, it's good to have that chip on your shoulder for real.
Mm.
I think it's time to pull the trigger on Lacey. I mean, they've had three or four title shots. When a heel, and trying to guess how Vince thinks, when a heel has steam, I mean, if she doesn't win at this point, what is there left for Becky to do? You know?
That's true. That's true. And I had a feeling, I thought that they were going to pull the trigger on Lacey last time.
That might have been too early, right?
Yeah, potentially. So now would be the right time. I would feel that they're going to do it with Lacey, but I don't know. I just don't know if people are going to get behind it the same way that they should.
I agree with you on that, and I think that, like I said, I think Becky's over, but I don't think she's as over as she was about 2 weeks before WrestleMania. And I'll tell you something else too. Here's a little thing that I have to say about this, and I understand they want to make it real life, and I get it. But when they're really focusing on the fact that Seth and Becky are dating, I think that hurts the appeal of both.
Yes.
Do you agree with me on that?
I was actually very surprised that they were making such a big deal about that. I don't see why they would need to. But
it's the same way that on the Ed Sullivan Show in 1964, when the Beatles were on, and they announced, they showed close-ups of all the Beatles, and they showed a close-up of John and said, "Calm down, ladies, he's taken." Brian Epstein, the manager, flipped out because he didn't want anyone to know that John was married, because that hurts the sex appeal of, you know, he's a Beatle. He's a guy that every girl wants to be with, you know. And I think it's the same way with Seth. You know, he's supposed to have the appeal where the girls might like him. But even worse for Becky, like a lot of her appeal is that she has female fans and male fans, but the male fans like to think that, you know, not that there's a chance, but that's Becky Lynch. She's awesome. I don't know if they would they appreciate her being linked with Seth Rollins. I think that might cause a little bit of kind of not resentment with guys, but I think it might hurt the appeal a little bit. I honestly do.
I completely agree with you. I think when it's like the whole thing of I guess you kind of see it on social media all the time when certain guys were to be shallow enough to all of a sudden change their mind on whether they find appeal with certain women once they find out that they're married or engaged or whatever. It absolutely changes some people's opinions.
It's like Stevie Nicks. I don't know if Stevie Nicks has ever been married. I'm not sure if she has. I don't know if she's had relationships and stuff, but I've been in love with Stevie Nicks my whole life. Not that it would change if she was married, but the fact that she's not, it always just makes it a little bit more mystical. Like, nobody can tame her. You know, she's Stevie Nicks. She's a legendary mystical creature, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I completely agree with you with all of that.
So I think it's time for Lacey to get the win and then Becky has to chase her. But the fact that they're showing Becky and Seth together so much on the show, that's not a coincidence. There will be some sort of angle with somebody, either somebody messing with Seth that Becky wants to get revenge for, or someone messing with Becky that Seth wants to get revenge for.
For sure. They're not going to show them and be like, oh, yeah, look at this couple. They're so great. Yeah, they wouldn't show anything on TV that they wouldn't want to
capitalize on.
Use. Exactly, yeah. Right. Yeah.
So you're going with Lacey as well?
Yeah, I think it makes sense as well. You know, if she is so confident, it would definitely help to have the belt and be like, hey, look, I am amazing.
Well, we know that you're amazing, Jack, and I think I agree with you on that one. Let's move on to steel cage match. Kofi
is it?
Yeah, you didn't know that. Yeah, steel cage match. Kofi Kingston versus Dolph Ziggler.
Oh, I remember now. I remember. Yeah, I do remember Ziggler saying it was a steel cage. I remember seeing the quick backstage promo that he did in that other country.
The Eastern Kingdom that can't be named.
Correct.
Dolph Ziggler's got to have been a guy that's been pushed so many times.
Yeah.
That's never been given the real push, right? Like they push him, they don't push him, they push him, they don't push him.
Yeah.
Will they ever pull the trigger on Dolph Ziggler, do you think? Or what do you think?
I always kind of think of it as just the way that they have kept him in the company and kept him signing new deals, because it's like, oh, yeah, we'll hello.
Go ahead.
It always makes me feel that there's just a business move that they're going to promise him everything and just don't do it.
Felt like you needed a little inspiration behind there, you know? I know.
I feel inspired.
I think it's one of those things where I maybe Vince has never.
Oh, hello.
You know, he's given him the air horn a few too many times. And do they need Kofi to. This is what happens sometimes. There'll be placeholder opponents where they want a champion to get to a certain point and then he has to work with somebody. So for someone for 2 or 3 months, especially as a heel, will be, you know, okay, let's put Dolph in there in this aspect. Let's put Dolph in that aspect. And as a cage match, you can have Dolph lose without being pinned. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, that's true. And we know it's going to be a great match as well, because those two are going to put on something fantastic. But I see what you're saying.
Because I think Dolph, you know, he needs obviously motivation and he needs inspiration after doing this for so long and just continually kind of getting stomped on. Ah, it's tough for me. I don't think there's a reason to move it to Dolph. I'd like to see Dolph as the champ. I think I don't like this "you deserve it" bullshit, but I think as a guy who's worked his ass off and a guy who could probably get more over with the title, I think they should give it to him. I don't think they will, because I think the end game, believe it or not, is for Reigns McMahon to become the champion, to beat Kofi and become the champion. That's what I'm feeling with what's going on. So I'm going to say Kofi retains by climbing over the cage, not pinning Dolph Ziggler, which gives him a little bit of a loophole.
Yeah, yeah. I think if it was maybe a year or 2 years earlier, then I would have thought, yeah, you know, it would be good for Dolph to be recognized and given the belt. But I don't think yes, he deserves it. I just don't think that it would really do anything. So yeah, Kofi's going to do it. Going to get it. And I agree with you that without Dolph being pinned, yeah, it gives him sort of a loophole and say, oh, you know, it's like that whole thing when, do you remember when, what Mania was it? 13 or something, when it was Austin and Brett and
right.
Austin passed out and they yes. go, oh, you know, I never gave up or never submitted because I passed out. Same sort of thing.
Gave him more credibility because he didn't tap out.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to keepitfunohio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
All right, Jack. We got all the business out of the way, and it's time for the big money match here. Seth Rollins versus Baron Corbin for the Universal Championship with a referee chosen by Baron Corbin. Now, this match to me, once again, is one of the problems with WWE and maybe one of the reasons why the tickets haven't sold well in Tacoma, although our research shows us differently. But if it's true what the other pundits say, maybe this is one of the reasons. We just saw this match 2 weeks ago at Super Smash Brothers in the Eastern Kingdom in the desert that we can't say on air.
Yeah, I don't see why they are doing it. I don't see they really want to push Corbin in the main event. I just don't understand why. Not a personal thing against him. I just don't like him. Not as a guy. I'm sure he's a good guy, but I can't get behind him.
Hey, the classic thing is my neighbor's a good guy too. Doesn't mean that he should be, you know, headlining pay-per-views over and over again. I mean, sure. There's heat, there's go-away heat, there's this guy isn't ready heat. Now, Corbin, solid worker, solid personality, great guy. I don't think he's ready for the main event, especially when you got Samoa Joe 4 or 5 matches down working for the United States Championship. Flip-flop it. Let Corbin work his way up through the ranks and let a guy who's a legit proven headliner who's drawn money. I know you're not supposed to say TNA and WWE, but let's be honest. The biggest pay-per-view in TNA history was Kurt Angle versus Samoa Joe. That's a fact. The guy knows what to do.
Yeah, completely. I just don't see, especially if they do try and push Corbin too much down people's throats, the crowd aren't going to get behind him because they're not buying into him anyway. So at least that they can buy into Samoa Joe. You know, it's something which they're not going to have it. If they were to do it with Joe, that, you know, it wouldn't be thrown back in their faces.
Well, yeah, exactly. Because Joe can walk the walk and talk the talk. I think Corbin is still learning. Of course, the difference in this one is that there's a special guest referee that's going to be chosen by Baron Corbin. Now, this week on Raw, Seth Rollins beat up EC3 and Eric Young and all these Elijah. What? Who's the guitar guy?
Elijah Wood.
Elijah Wood. He beat him up. A bunch of other cats that wanted to be the guest ref. So we don't know who the guest ref is. Now, we're thinking it could be Dark Journey due to the fact that Sami Zayn wanted to do it. They wouldn't let him. So Sami Zayn Newton would be the son of Dark Journey. Do you have any other options in case we're wrong about the Dark Journey thing, which is so freaking obvious, but maybe they're hiding in plain sight with who the actual referee could be?
Yeah. There's no way it's going to be anyone other than Dark Journey. But if it was, the fact that you said EC3 and Eric Young and Elijah Wood, they're all names beginning with E, which makes me think that they're going to do something with that.
Wow. Let's go through some other E. Big E. That's obvious.
Big E.
Ernie Ladd.
Ernie Ladd. Yeah, that's right.
Might not be alive, but.
No, it'd be quite difficult to do, but, you know, it'd be quite an impact.
quite an impact, actually. That's what it'd be. How about the Enforcer? Is that a guy? The Enforcer?
The Enforcer probably was. The special guest Enforcer, like Mike Tyson was.
Yes, exactly. Or remember when they called Mr. T Mr. E, and he was the Enforcer for some match at one point in time, I think, maybe at one point?
And yeah, and then he'll you know, cut a promo just thanking his mother.
For an hour. Hours.
Yeah.
Jeez. Who else is there? Eric Watts, maybe?
Eric Watts.
Eric Bischoff.
Oh.
Yeah. There's
ooh,
one.
Actually, you know, they could bring Bischoff in and do that, and you know. Mike, who are the E? I can't think.
Mike Enos. He was a guy. I got it.
Oh.
Paulie Heyman. Oh wait. Paulie Dangerously,
yeah. And that could work.
Yeah. That might actually be Paulie's. He's called Paul Heyman now, but there's E in that.
Maybe it is.
Paul Heyman.
Because you know, Lesnar and Seth, they're obviously building to that.
I think the clue is there. It's all E's, and Paul E. Heyman comes to mind. I think the guest referee is going to be Brock Lesnar. That's what I think it's going to be.
It would make sense.
It would make sense, except for one thing. If your sales are bad and the interest in your pay-per-view is bad, why would you not advertise this?
Completely.
Or advertise it.
Yeah, because Ed McMahon needs to really actually announce.
And Ed McMahon, of course, is the great-grandfather of Vince McMahon. So it all makes sense.
Yes.
So yeah. I think due to this great sleuthing that we've done, which is a great word, I think Brock Lesnar might actually be the guest referee.
Yeah, you know, because we're thinking of people's names that begin with E. Brock Lesnar is the only candidate that fits that bill.
So then what happens? Brock Lesnar's the guest referee. He counts to three when Rollins beats Corbin and then beats his ass, cashes in his briefcase, and wins the championship.
Yeah, I think that's it. Yeah, it's gonna be like, you know, we call in the championships Becky Lynch. He's gonna beat Seth Rollins for Becky Lynch.
Wow. And then he just puts Becky Lynch around his, he puts her on a belt buckle and just wears her around his waist like a beast.
There we go.
Which also has an E in it.
It has. Oh, my God.
There you go. Brock Lesnar beats Seth Rollins for the Becky Lynch belt, which is literally Becky Lynch on a belt.
That's it.
It's not Judy Bagwell on a pole. It's Becky Lynch on a belt buckle.
There you go.
So are you thinking that Rollins is going to win and then Brock is going to cash in after being the ref?
I think, Seth is going to win, but he will not leave the arena as champion.
Now you realize all this could change because tonight on SmackDown, they could actually announce the ref, but if they do, that's fine. We still think that Rollins is going to beat Corbin despite the heel referee, and Brock is going to come down, cash in, and win the title to lead to SummerFest for Fatal 4-Way, Brock Lesnar versus Seth Rollins versus Samoa Joe versus Drew McIntyre.
There we go. Sorted. Written.
It's a hell of a main event.
Booked. It actually is. Yeah, that's going to be good for,
For all children worldwide, I think you're going to say.
We are the world. We are the world?
Yes, we are.
We are the world.
So two last questions, and then we're going to wrap it up here because I know you're sick and I know I'm sick of this. Who's the best match in the show?
Oh, hands down, it's going to be Joe and Rick Hockett.
Samoa Joe and Rick Hockett? Okay, I got to agree with you on that. Runner-up, I'm going to go with Kingston and Ziggler, I think.
Yeah, agreed.
And now, best theme choice for Stomping Grounds. Here's choice number one. Okay, that's choice one.
Okay.
Here's choice two. That's Skrillex. First one was JJ Lawhorn. Second was Skrillex. Here's the third one. That's the ex-ambassadors, ambassadors with Boom.
Right.
Here's the next one. And here's the final choice as the theme song for Stomping Grounds. Which one of those do you think should win?
The last one, for sure.
DJ Airhorn.
DJ Airhorn, yep. The runner-up would be the one prior to that, number four.
Which would be Toto.
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to go with JJ Lawhorn. I've never heard this guy before. Looks like a good, nice guy, good-looking guy, long hair. So we're going to let JJ take us out. What a great, another huge, amazing preview for the pay-per-view. I think we might be playing with fire here and going to the well one too many times because the last two were huge successes. I say this one has no chance of being a success whatsoever. Might be the worst listened to episode of Talk is Jericho ever, but I could be wrong. Jack, but, what's that?
Well, I like to think that, you know, if it's the worst, at least it's going to be the best worst, which is what the original name was, the best worst.
Or the worst of the worst.
It could be the worst. Right. It could be.
Thank you, Jack. We're going to let JJ take us out here.
Thank you, Chris.
And I live here, I'll die here. And every time I look around, I see the dirt roads and the wind rolls. And know life is all about. These are my stomping grounds, yeah. Oh, these are my stomping grounds.
Kind of weeping there after that.
Yeah, I'm teary.
Maybe that's just the curry.
It's just crying at how bad that was.